This is the 11th chapter. Why do we need to go to the trouble to analyze our deeds and to specify rules as to how to recognize the midos that hide behind our rationalizations and ideologies and actions, as we did in the previous chapter? Because psychological forces are deep within the psyche, in the majority of cases we're not aware of them, even when we pay a lot of attention, we don't always succeed in revealing the midos that are active within us and in our actions, unless we use wisdom to devise ways to detect them. It's not only the midos that are hidden. There are impressions and thoughts, entire suites of calculations and thoughts that fill our souls, without us being at least consciously aware of them. They direct our actions and our interactions with our environment. They sometimes cause us anxiety, fear, sometimes despair, distance. Often we don't recognize the real reason, the real cause of these moods. How can we penetrate these depths and to know that which is in our hearts? We're going to discuss over here a psychological phenomenon for which no other name is appropriate, ela panas kesem, literally a magic lantern. Using this phenomenon, we can use this process to ascertain, to identify processes which are hidden deep in our hearts. Let's begin. The first example from the Yerushalmi, right at the beginning of the Yerushalmi, it quotes a pasuk in Ha'azinu, Perek Lamed Beis, Ki loy davar reiku mikem. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Bnei Yisrael, it is not an empty, the Torah is not an empty thing from you. The construction is a bit clumsy, loy davar reiku mikem. And therefore, there's a drosha of Chazal say, Ve'im reiku, and if you do find something empty, mikem horek, the emptiness issues from you, the emptiness originates with you. When a person reaches what seems to him an empty point in the Torah, some empty space, where he sees no content or no imperative, he must know this is an empty space in his inner world. That an internal magic lantern, it projects it and shows it as if it's in the Torah. But this is really an indication for oneself. Ledugma, an example. Lamdan she'eino yisik b'dvarim she'beregish. A lamdan who is not very much involved in things to do with emotions. He is roishoy v'ruboy in sho'o she'nagach esapara. Behagioi le'agadata she'muchachim l'geshes le'beregish. He gets to some passage in Agadata which must be approached with emotion. Medalegele, he skips it. She'en roi b'kol ha'ara, he sees nothing to, no comment to be made. It's just to him, it's no content. Behagia adam l'nkudeis keilu b'Torah. When a person reaches such points in the Torah, yeida, he must know ki baze mizgala ha'nekuda harika b'kirboi. What's being revealed here is the empty spot within his own heart. Ve'davka be'amalo ha'nekuda zoit, specifically by toiling there, yeshlim esachaseh lishlubuzo, that he can complete that which is lacking in his perfection. Paragraph base, Batira atzma matzano talich pnimiza. It's in the Torah itself we find this internal process. The pasuk in Devarim, Vatiragnu be'olechem, you grumbled and complained in your tents. Vatimru, and you said, Besin as Hashem oisanu, it is Hashem's hatred for us. Hoitzionum eret mitzayim, that because of that hatred, he took us out of Mitzrayim. Loseis oisanu biyad ha'imori le'ashmideinu, to deliver us into the hand of the Amorite to exterminate us. Rashi comments, Besin as Hashem oisanu, it's through Hashem's hatred. Vehu haya oyhev Israel, he loved you. Avalatem sonim oisoi, you hated him. Mashal ediyot omer, the way people express it, ma de belibach al rachamach, what's in your heart? On your friend, ma de belibe alach. It's hard to translate literally, but the idea is what we speak about, projecting onto others. The author explains it, belibam shal anshe dor hamidbar, in the heart of this generation, hitztabara sinat daka neged Hashem, they accumulated a very subtle hatred against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, lefi otzmas kedusha sam, consonant with their great level. They would never acknowledge this to themselves. They would never admit it. They weren't consciously aware of it. It was deep in the soul, mustar midiasam, hidden from the knowledge, kinana hasinazes. This hatred festered. This internal magic lantern, her alaim asashib levavam biipuch, it showed them, it projected what was in their hearts, but by projecting on someone else. Ve'amru she'Hashem yitzbarach sinei esam, and therefore they misread it and said that Hashem hates them. It is really their hatred for him. He'eminu bechach, they believe this. Ve'savlu mize tzar neira, and they suffered from this terribly, a terrible anguish. Nidme lahem kem oyehavim es Hashem yitzbarach. They thought they love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'shafim elav bechol libam, they aspire to him with all of the heart. Rak mishum HaKadosh Baruch Hu enu mechanenu sam oil, but for some reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no patience for them anymore. Histir panav mehem, he's hiding his face. Vedan oisam lehashmada, he's judged them to destruction. Ve'olamam chashuch badam, they've just plunged into a dark world. V'nei kol hatzar hazeh, all of this anguish, ve'achzava nira, the terrible disappointment, ufachad mavis kazeh, the fear that they felt, Hevel Vashab, it is just vanity, imaginary, all complete nonsense. Ein kan loisin as Hashem velo sakan as Hashmada, there was neither hatred from Hashem nor a danger of annihilation. Hashem Yisbarach oev osam kemikodem avag mor, Hashem loved them as from before, a complete love. Rak panas kesem penimi yeshkan, what there was here is an internal magic lantern. Shegila lahem hasinah hamusteres bo'imek libam, it revealed to them the hatred that was hidden deep within their hearts. Mechutz lahem, it showed it to them, but outside of them, projected it outside. U'bipuch meduyak, and topsy-turvy, just as Chazal put it, mad belibach al rachamach v'chulei. A third example, nifsak lehalacha b'ferek yutes misurei bi'ah alacha yudzayin. The Rambam paskens as follows, v'chol ha'poisel esachrim tamid, a person is constantly proclaiming that others are posul, they're not permitted to be part of Klal Yisrael, kegon shenesin shemetz b'mishpachos b'yechidim. Again, he casts aspersions on families or individuals. V'omer lehem shemamzerim. For example, is a mamzer and is not permitted to marry into the Jewish people. Whatever it is, he does this constantly. Choyisheshin lo yishem amamzer hu. So we suspect that he may be a mamzer. V'im omer lehem shem avadim, or if he constantly casts aspersions about other Jews that they are avodim. Be concerned that he might actually be an Eved. A person is constantly poisel others, does so through his own mum, and it's the Rambam here is really paraphrasing the Morin Kiddushin. The author comments, this person doesn't know about his own mum. So had he known it and remembered it, he would not mention it with respect to others, so that he should not be investigated and his disgrace revealed. Either this person never knew of it, bichlal ever, or sheshachach legamis mumoy, he's forgotten his own family history here somewhere. Halev, deep in the heart, in the deep layers of his soul, loinishkachamum, it hasn't been forgotten. Ufanasakesem hapnimi, and the internal magic lantern, Makrin esamum atzmi achutza. It projects this internal flaw outward, lifsol b'acherim, so that this person has this urge to constantly disqualify others. Those are the examples. Nizgalabaze netiapnimis, what we've revealed is an internal tendency, lehakrin likuyim urgashois, to project shortcomings and flaws affecting nafshiim, psychological ones, alachim, to be projected on others. Ilazes, and therefore, at the very least, aleinu lisiaches bevikoros v'chashad, we should treat with criticism and suspicion el kol ha-mishpatim ha-shlilim, all negative pronouncements shanu chotzim al mashem chutz elanu, that we proclaim about that which is outside of us. When we have this urge, we should treat it with suspicion. Ki yitachen sh'ashlila zos premisi, possibly this negation of something outside is actually internal. It's rooted, it's nailed into the depths of the layers of our soul. And the internal magic lantern is showing it to us, displaying it to us, but projecting it onto something outside. So we must be careful when you have a tendency to negate, to disqualify whatever it is. If we weigh up, what weighs upon us more? On the one hand, the sensation that the world around us is filled with enmity, hatred towards us. It's a hostile world. Pasul v'rek, it's negative and it's empty. That's on the one hand. Or on the other hand, ha'akara shelikuyim urgashes kele mekanin bekibenu, or the recognition that these shortcomings, these flaws, are festering within ourselves, really. But in reality, in the environment around us, it's all imaginary. All these things don't exist. Which one is heavier? Which one is easier to deal with? Certainly, the magic lantern weighs on us. It darkens our world. Who can live at length in a dark world full of negative? Therefore, the moment we discover that all of this negation is not really out there, the world is not all that black, it's certain flaws within myself. The nightmare of a threatening world is removed. We once again live in a clear world, an optimistic world. But we've discovered some deep knowledge about ourselves, which can then be repaired. Who is it who does not have a tendency to blame others for his failures? Most people do this. Rak bardas, only a bardas who understands himself well, who has analyzed these ideas, yeshlo haometz leodes, is the courage to admit that he is responsible for his failures. When a person discovers a reason for a failure within himself, he's learned, he knows how to avoid this type of failure in the future. He's gained, he's grown. Quite possibly, this is an immediate success in self-knowledge. It's an immediate payoff in the process of self-knowledge. To teach ourselves not to blame others, and to recognize the flaws and shortcomings within ourselves, from the process of tending to negate things in our environment. Finally, to conclude this ma'aracha of self-knowledge, the processes that we are discussing, they take place in the hidden parts of the soul. Al lonu lachshov, let us not think that by a little bit of scratching within our hearts, anu megalim kvar es kol ma shemisrachesh, we discover everything that occurs ba'oimek harav, in the immense abyss shel yitzrei ma'alalei ish va'elois mitzadei gover. The immense depths of one's psychology. Hama'amakim em kol nistarim, these depths are so hidden, shafilu l'sheineinu einah b'choch l'gilem, even our language doesn't have the power to reach them. It's not accessible. milim videois greda, words and just concepts that we have, einan mashpiois bemikse, they don't have any effect at that depth. Vegam ein le'eliyadan le'halos b'sham davar baru, and furthermore, they do not have the power to raise from the abyss something clear. Hasafa le'oimik zehi ha'ispa'alus, the language that is spoken at these depths is hispa'alus, which we speak about so often in both volumes of Alei Shur. It's an emotional connection to oneself. Rak ma shemizgalen lanu mitoch hispa'alus, mirchashe levavenu, only that which is revealed to us through a process of emotion and engagement. Yesh bo min ames, has something of the truth in it. Vegilui kaze, in such a revelation, mo'ilanu, it gives us benefit, umeshache osanu midimeyo shavu shamim kuzvim. It liberates us from imaginary things and incorrect impressions. Kol oid lo higano legilui enayim. Before we reach it, as long as we haven't reached a revelation, toch hispa'alus b'mesachesh bekibenu, through a process of an emotional arousal from what happens within ourselves, lo ho'ilanu aperek hazeh, this chapter would not have helped us. In brackets, this is something that will be emphasized much more at greater length and greater depth in the second volume. At any rate, mikan chizuk litvias Rabbeinu Hagaon Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. There's an additional impetus to apply what Rabbi Yisrael said, lilmoid musar b'ispa'alus davka, that the learning of musar, the second part of it, as we know, the first part is analysis, but the second part must be b'ispa'alus, to learn it with an emotional arousal. Because in addition to many other benefits, it has this property, that we can discover hidden truths about ourselves. The life wisdom that we learn necessarily from revelations that come from the magic lantern is this. We should always seek Sibois ha'atzlacha v'kishalon be'atzmeinu, reasons for success and failure within ourselves, not to attribute these things to others. Tenan b'midois perek bes mishabez, it's a mission in Maseches Midois. Kol ha'nichnasin l'har ha'bayis, when people entered har ha'bayis, nichnasin derech yaminu makifinu, it's in derech small, you enter from the right, and then you go around, you exit through the left. Chutz mimi shir oy davar shu makif li smoil, there's one exception over there. A person is required to enter from the left and go counter to everyone else because he's been ostracized. So a person would ask him, says the Mishnah, Malecha makif li smol. People say, well, why are you going in the opposite direction? Shani menudeh. I've been ostracized either by the community, by the Beis Din, whatever it is, nidui. So here we have machlekes. Hashechen bevayis hazeh iten bilibam v'kervucha. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that they should respond to him, the one who dwells in this temple, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may he put it in their hearts of your friends or community, v'karvucha, so that they're drawn near to you. But Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Amar Rabbi Yossi, asisan kilo avru alav esadin. The way you put it, Rabbi Meir, that we should bless him and give him bracha, that those people who ostracize him should draw him back as if they're in the wrong, as if they went against the halacha. No. Ella, the correct thing to say to him is this, hashechen bevayis hazeh, the one who dwells in this house, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yiten belibcha, may he put it in your heart, so that you can hear the words of your fellows, and then they will draw you near. In other words, the turning point in the situation of the menudeh, it must happen in his heart. He must hear the words of those around him, and then mimele they will draw him near. A second illustration of exactly the same point. Bnoi shel Akavya ben Mahalal Hail, Bikesh Saviv Bishas Misasay, the son of the great scholar, Akavya ben Mahalal Hail, he asked his father, when his father was on his deathbed, Abba, Pekoid Alai Chaverecha, speak to your colleagues, to your peers about me. That would be very powerful, very useful. You know, when you have such a great father, if he would speak, if he would give instructions, then the son would be assured of whatever you want. Heshiv la'aviv, eini mefakid. So Akavam ben Mahalalel said, no, I'm not going to speak to them. Amar lo, shema ilam atzazabi. The son said, oh, did you find something wrong with me? Is it, am I not worthy of you, interceding on my behalf? Did you find something negative within me? Or my Aviv, say his father, Akavya, said to him, love, not at all. But ma'asecha yekarvucha u'ma'asecha yerachakucha. It's your accomplishments, it's your deeds that will determine whether you get close, you grow far. Mishnah and Ediyos. Ein mo'il lo'y behamlatzois ve'lo bifkudos tetefas adam. That's not going to help. Recommendations and kudos. Of course, today we speak about protekcia, whatever it is. Those are shortcuts that tend to be, they're not going to work in the long run for the benefit of the person. It's not going to help to get the recommendation or instruction from a father who is high up. Rak ma'asav shel adam atzmoy. It's this person's own accomplishments, his own deeds. Mekarvim u'merachikim esen. They will draw him near or distance him. Ze hanisen einav lishtadlus achim avoy. This person who's looking for others to intercede on his behalf. B'chidei she'acherim yekarvu, so that others should draw him with whatever it is that he wanted. Hari panas hakesem apnimi, the internal magic lantern, mar'elo es sibas tzlachaso b'chutz, is showing him as if the reason for success lies outside, tzlachim, by others. V'alav lilmoit ot chokhmas chayim, as we said before, the projection always turns things topsy-turvy. He needs to learn life wisdom. Ki ach derak ma'asavikavu, it's his own deeds that will be the cause of his success. Hinenu nizkerim baze es devei ha'orach chayim. So here it's worthwhile remembering his words. Amuvaim b'sha'a alef pe'gvav, we cited them before. Ki ha'kdusha eina tzricha l'acherim. Those are the words of the Orach Chaim, that kdusha doesn't need others. Kdusha stands by itself. Doesn't need to be supported by others. It grows from oneself, stands by itself. Ayin sham. Ad kan, the first ma'aracha, da'as atzmeinu.